Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before.
Hey, I'm Chris Osborne, and this is the third episode of Tiki Chris Talks. And I'm here having the time of my life at Husk Coffee and Creative Space in Limehouse with Alexandra Kalinowski.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say hi, Alexandra?
Hey.
And we're here. Well, why are we specifically here?
We are here to talk everything coffee.
Okay.
And I guess my project, hashtag 365 London Cafes.
Okay, so that project was literally 365 cafes that you wrote about.
Right. So it was basically, it was a project for Instagram so that I would make sure that I could post every day for 1 year. But I visited a London coffee shop once a day for an entire year.
Wow. Like literally in real time, one a day.
In real time. Unless I was out of town, in real time.
So you had to double up, I guess.
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What led you to want to do that?
I was feeling super sluggish one day, I guess last August, and I thought, what makes me happy? And that's visiting different coffee shops and exploring different parts of London. And so I thought this would be a really good way to incorporate all of that.
Okay.
And I wanted something a bit consistent, and I wanted to set a challenge for myself and to go and explore places that you really would never go to unless you had something like this or you had someone to visit.
Okay. And was the idea of doing sort of such a long series, was that something new to you? Or did you work on things like that before?
No, completely new.
Did you blog and...
I didn't. So okay. The idea was to accumulate all of my knowledge and then eventually put together packs of stuff. So like this, probably like 10 best coffee shops in North London or something related along Wi-Fi, or best coffee in this place of the city. So now that I've been to 365 plus, I feel like I have the knowledge to be able to put everything together and then eventually roll it out.
Oh, wait, roll it out, what does that mean?
Roll it out? Well, I feel like it should probably be like a weekly installment on the blog if I can actually commit to that, which I probably should do.
So it's all there, all on your Instagram feed.
Right.
Which is at...
AK Boogie.
AK Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now going to be something on the blog.
Yes.
And the blog is?
WhenIveGotTime.com.
WhenIveGotTime.com.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to get into all the sort of best of and different areas and why that. But first of all, why are we here at Husk? What's special about this place?
I don't know. It was my choice. Well, for one, I knew that it would be big enough for us to sit in, and I knew that no one would throw us out. yeah.
Well, you don't know me very well.
So when I first moved to London, I lived in Whitechapel and Shadwell. And so
we're in Limehouse now.
Yeah.
Just across the street from the DLR station, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And across from another cafe, which is like the Yurt Cafe, which is also really interesting.
Oh, that's a great place. I've been there.
Yeah. So this kind of used to be my local, and I worked kind of alongside my job on another startup for a long time, and this is where I would come on Saturdays to get all that work done, and I just felt like I could sit here all day, enjoy a cup of coffee, and then not be hassled to get out.
Okay. Well, I've been here once before, but it was in the evening for a pop-up supper club project thing, so I like the space and the idea of it, but I didn't know how it was. For sort of that third space sort of thing, or for having a coffee. I'm very much enjoying my iced Americano right now. What are you having?
I'm having this is so embarrassing. It is a decaf oat milk flat white. And the reason it's decaf is because halfway through the project, I stopped drinking caffeine.
So about 100 and however many days that is in, you got kind of kooky.
He did. I had kind of overdone it, and my health was going downhill, and I needed to remove a lot of stuff from my diet, and caffeine was one of them. And dairy doesn't sit well with my skin, so that's why it sounds really hipster and horrible for me to order everything all the time.
Okay. Well, I love oat milk. I love I shouldn't do any brand placement here yet, but I could have mentioned a brand, but I like oat.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And when I first started this project, like, a lot of coffee shops only had soy milk, or they only had almond milk. And soy milk, like, that blocks the my nutrients from coming through for some reason. It does.
Wow, okay,
and then almond milk, unless you have it made properly, it can be really chalky.
Well, see, I love, like, almonds and, like, actual almond milk, but I don't like when I buy it in the shop and it's all sugar and all this extra stuff. I hate that. So, like, if you press almonds and get that out of it, it's fantastic. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So oat milk kind of, it tastes, it comes together really nicely. Yeah. And now normal milk just tastes a bit sour to me.
Okay, wow. Well, do you think your palate changed after experiencing so many cafes? And your bar was raised, anything like that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think London cafes have also raised their bar. And they will, I think, unless you make good coffee, it's hard to stay in business.
So you just wrapped up your 365th visit?
Yes, about
a couple of weeks ago.
About a month ago.
So this was over 2016 and 17.
Right.
Okay. How did you determine where you were going to go first? Where did you go first?
To the cafe downstairs. It's called Sage Kitchen, and it had opened like maybe a week prior.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That one's fun. Mm-hmm. But the one that I go to like every week is called Fink's Salt and Sweet. Okay. It's like a brand, and everything that they do is really well curated. It's beautiful. Service can be a bit iffy, but I love it because it's right up the street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's important, right?
Super important.
What do you have an ascribed list of factors that are most important, like that you're always looking for? Or is every cafe judged on its own merits?
I guess it's all judged on its own merits, but it depends on your mood of the day or what you're looking for. So, like, if I'm looking for Wi-Fi and I desperately need it for work, and I walk into a place that advertises Wi-Fi or I've heard other people working in, and then it doesn't work for me, that can be a little bit stressful, especially when you've got, like, a deadline. So I typically like a bit of a workspace, somewhere that I can know that I can go outside and work. But also just, I think for me, like, main thing is good coffee.
Okay.
If they don't have that done, that's a bit disappointing.
So who's got good coffee?
So I think my favorite coffee out of this entire project was from Artisan.
Okay. Where are they? Wait, is that a place or a
It is a place. Okay. But they do have a few locations, more in South London and more around Chiswick area.
Okay.
And they made an almond milk, like, latte. And I was really skeptical, but it was the most delicious, most creamiest thing I've ever had.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. So yes. How far afield did you go?
I guess to zone 4.
Okay.
Which is pretty far.
You live in zone 1, zone 2?
Zone 2.
Okay.
Yeah, so Finsbury Park.
Okay, you're Finsbury Park. And did you find, the farther you went, the less quality or anything like that? Or it was all pretty high, and there's good local stuff in neighborhoods all throughout?
There can be. In fact, like, I think South London is quite good for the actual quality of the coffee. Probably because you have a lot of Australians or Kiwis living down there.
Okay.
And that's important to them. And I think West London is actually the area that suffers a bit from
West.
Good quality coffee, yeah.
To sort of... Well, why?
I don't know. I just found those cafes to be more maybe around food or like different snacky bits, rather than the actual focus on the quality.
Okay. But you found South London best?
I did like Artisan. I think my second favorite coffee, though, is Dose. It's in Barbican.
No, Dose, yeah. I used to live right around the corner from there.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I love their coffee.
You couldn't really work there. It's a tiny
space,
you can't. Yeah.
And it's not really a comfortable space either.
No.
But their coffee was delicious.
I would agree, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I went there with friends, and after we had our double espresso order, I was like, well, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's not comfortable.
Excellent coffee. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if you've ever had this experience.
Where did you find different cafes met different needs. Okay, for me, I feel like I can make good coffee at home. I like doing that. I work from home a lot of the time. So for me, what a good cafe is kind of like something you brought up. Wi-Fi is very important. It's sort of, well, even like today, I'm coming from a meeting, and when we're done, I'm going to go to another meeting. So I'm just looking for this sort of place to sort of set up camp briefly, do some work, get my laptop out, catch up on emails at least, something like that. So that almost trumps how good the coffee is or the food or anything. Am I going to be able to sit down, plug in my laptop, and do some work? I don't know. So that's a very important thing for me, which means sometimes I go to places that otherwise I don't even want to be seen in. So, you know,
I put my head down.
I don't want anyone to see me. But, so where would you meet someone? I guess this Husk is a great place. This is your idea to meet here. But I mean, if you're meeting up with friends, or you're going to meet before you go out somewhere, or you've got someone in from out of town and you want to go somewhere special.
That's a good one. I think a lot of that's based on location, right? So like all of a sudden, like all these places in Soho are coming to mind, just because that's then where you, that's like a base where then you move out from. Where would I meet someone? Oh, of course, everything goes out of my head when you put me on the spot here. I really like Cafe Miami. It's in Clapton.
Okay.
And it would be like something that you would find like in Miami. It's got those pastel colors. Mm-hmm. It's got fish tacos. It's got Pop-Tarts. It's just something really different than I think to what you would find overall in London. And that would be kind of like more of like a destination place that is cool to show different people.
Okay. How are the fish tacos?
I haven't tried them.
Okay.
But I've had the pancakes, and I can recommend those. And the Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tarts, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's such an American thing.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Totally an American.
Yeah, because like, you'll see them in the supermarket here. It's in that like specialty American food, and they'll be like...
really expensive.
Yeah, and like really expensive pretzels and just stuff that just isn't as available here.
Yeah.
Do you like Pop-Tarts?
No, not in a box, but the way that they make them are really good.
What do they do?
It's just homemade. It's all about being homemade.
Wait, they...
like, they put the pastries together, they put the jam, and then the icing, and then they put it in the toaster. And it's a bit of like a little slice of home, you know?
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. And home is?
Chicago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good coffee
and
there?
And I've not been to Miami, so I don't know why I said that, no. Since I've left, which was probably about 8 years ago now, they've really upped their game on coffee.
Oh, really? Okay. It's kind of a universal statement, really, isn't it? A lot of cities now have good whatever scenes when it comes to food and drink, Okay. So all 365, I know what I want to ask you about coffee. You would recommend all of those. So there's no filler here. It's all places you would go back to and you enjoy.
No.
No?
No, no.
Okay.
In fact, I think when I put my infographic together of like just the different numbers, I would only probably go back to like 45 of them out of 365. And that's simply because, you know, it's not like a destination restaurant where you would trek across town. Yeah. It's something that's more for convenience of if you want to meet up with someone, do you want to get your laptop out? Are you in transit? It's something like that.
Okay.
So the ones that I would trek across town for either blew me away with their food or their coffee or just the atmosphere or the person working there.
And these 45 or so that really did it for you, they're all over?
All over.
Okay. And is there going to be, if not already, an express way to get to your actual favorite coffee places? Is there like, are you going to have best of lists? And
I will put together something.
Is there a rating system?
No, I feel like that would be unfair because I've gone to these places once and I feel like it would be really difficult to put one place down over another given one experience.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's hashtag 365 London Cafes.
Yeah. LDN.
Hashtag 365 LDN cafes.
Yes.
And you're on Instagram and Twitter as at AK Boogie.
Yep.
And when are we going to start to see this on your blog?
Probably next week.
Okay. And assuming this isn't, this podcast doesn't go live next week, that would be early-ish October.
Okay.
By early.
No, I'll do mid-September.
By mid-September is going to be.
I'll do the first one. So okay. One thing I definitely am going to publish is I've created a Google map of every single cafe in London.
Okay.
And so that'll make it so much easier for people to kind of plan out what's close to them and what they might like to explore.
So, okay, this is what I wanted to ask you. Did you have trouble finding that many places?
No, but it took me a while to curate everything and put it together or see how I should do it best. So originally I had a spreadsheet of places that I had looked up and found via Instagram or wherever. But then when it actually came to going out and doing it, I found it really difficult to figure out where to go until I had mapped it out.
Did you find there were sort of gaps in the map where you needed to find somewhere, so you were only going east or south?
Yeah.
Or that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are there sort of cafe
clusters?
Desert? Well, I'm sure there are cafe clusters, Soho, Shoreditch, blah blah blah. But are there deserts, cafe deserts, where there's not any, or at least not any good for a mile, 2 miles?
Yeah.
But where do you think could be better that you really need to up their game?
I mean, there are definitely gaps in South London based on the different neighborhoods that you're walking through.
Okay.
So it would be about like a 20-30 minute walk until I got to the next one.
Okay.
Where else? I think there are gaps in terms of workspace coffee shops, especially in central London, where you know that you can rely on something outside of like Timber Yard or Sacred, which is like your favorite. And that's, I think, where people are really looking for a place to sit down in between meetings.
Yeah, like the other day, I was in Clerkenwell.
Yeah.
And I was coming from a meeting, and then my next thing was going to be in Bloomsbury. So I was on Leather Lane, and I go to Proof Rock. Loved the coffee there, loved the concept, but I couldn't find a seat. And I couldn't find a seat where I could plug in my laptop.
Yeah.
And then I went across the street. Was it Department of
Social Coffee Affairs?
Yeah. Same situation. So I then ended up at a Cafe Nero because that was the a place where I could plug in and actually do some work.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's an issue for me, finding the quality and the convenience and everything. And,
totally. Yeah. But I feel like some cafes should offer even not the socket bit, but the thing that you can plug in for like different computers.
What, like power banks?
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like they should offer that. What I have been seeing more is these workspaces popping up. So whether you buy your spot at a cafe for maybe £10 a day, or you pay per hour and then there's something involved with it, so like maybe you get filter coffee or something like that. I think that we'll see a lot more of within the next year.
Okay. Oh, have you got any other predictions or?
Do I have other predictions?
Trends that you're aware of or picked up on?
I mean, probably a lot more of these alternative milks as they come through. What else? If it comes to me, I'll tell you.
Okay, no worries. No worries. And how many more places could you have kept going for another 365?
Not consecutively.
Okay, so you think you sort of exhausted the possibilities without going to the, you know, all the Starbucks, all the Cafe Neros, all the Costas.
Yeah,
there's
but
not much more than what you've experienced.
No, in terms of how many more are available, there's probably over 150 more to explore.
Okay, wow.
So there still is there's a huge amount still left.
Okay.
But those aren't necessarily focused on coffee. Those might be bakeries, those might be ice cream shops or something that would qualify as a cafe. I do think, though, as I'm putting together these different guides for like where you can find your sockets or stuff like that, that there are a few more that I need to go back and explore before I actually put something out there.
Okay. And after the 365 project, what's next for you? You got something else big you're working on?
No. I think that was just so spontaneous of me, and I'm not a spontaneous person at all. I kind of see this project as, like, being in a relationship or, like, starting off a relationship, right? Like, okay. Don't give me those eyes.
I can't see my eyes. Podcast.
But, like, yeah, you know, when you start off with it, you're super excited and you're super into it. And then maybe something happens.
The thrill is gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe something happens where, like, you're just like, oh, I don't know about this. And then maybe you've been around it so long that you just get bored of it. And so for me, it was nice to then have those traveling gaps where I could just let it be and then come back to it. And then when I realized that, like, when I came back to it, I started this for a reason, and it was to be happier. And it actually did make me happier.
So you're in a happier place than you were 365 cafes ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, well, what's the joy in that? Just knowing your city better? Just,
I don't know. I just really enjoyed being able to, explore different things, sit down. It was like my happy place.
Okay.
And I think everyone has, like, a comfort, and that was mine.
Very nice. Okay. So speaking of comfort, so we started this podcast off. The listeners heard one of your favorite songs, or at least your chosen song to start this podcast on.
So embarrassing.
So in addition to exploring cafe culture in London, you are a huge Dirty Dancing fan?
Totally.
How's that? How did that start?
Well, I have this neighbor who's like a second mom to me, and she got me started on scrapbooking, which is basically like an album, but you put together stickers and all that. This is another one of my hobbies.
Okay.
And so we played that movie, and I totally fell in love with it.
Do you have a Dirty Dancing scrapbook?
No.
That would Did be you
really
ever?
Embarrassing. No. I do have a Dirty Dancing workout video.
Okay.
And I've seen Dirty Dancing.
But I guess you need a partner to do that with,
no,
right?
No. Well, no. A lot of them you don't.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And the song, I Had the Time of My Life, you love it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
Well, I like it. I mean, and it kind of goes against everything I think is decent and moral to say that. It's just not my style of music. But Bill Medley.
Uh-huh.
So the song, I Had the Time of My Life, by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes for the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Bill Medley has such a good voice. And it's one of those songs you like in spite of yourself sometimes, or in spite of myself. Like, so I was listening to it when you mentioned you wanted to use it for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tapping my feet. I obviously just know the lyrics from Cultural and Osmosis all these many years. Wasn't that came out in the 90s? I don't even remember. No, the 80s.
Yeah.
You weren't even born when it came out, right? Wow. Might be the reason you were, I don't know. But,
please stop.
Are your parents Dirty Dancing fans?
They like it.
Yeah? Okay, wow. Yeah. And is there any way to bridge your Dirty Dancing obsession with coffee?
Interesting.
I guess not, but maybe there will be.
Yeah.
Could that be something?
That could be something. I'd have to think about that.
And did you have the time of your life exploring London's cafes?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel really enriched by this.
Very cool. Well, I think that is a lovely note to end on, but let's make sure people know where to find your stuff. So it's hashtag 365 LDN cafes at AK Boogie on Twitter and Instagram. Your blog is whenivegottime.com. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, this is Chris Osborne. You can find me at tikichris.com and at tikichris on Twitter. Thanks. Thanks,
Thank
Alexandra.
So
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the